Nurses A to Z. An introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the importance of giving thanks. In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, may his peace and blessings be upon Muhammad and his pure immaculate family. Salaamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to A to Z, an Islamic lifestyle. I'm Farhad, your host, and we are here together to learn more about Ramadan. So what are the points we should always pay attention to, especially during the holy month of Ramadan, is remembering God's blessings. One of the most important blessings of God is the health of the body, because the body is a vehicle on which the soul rides to achieve divine goals. And generally, a person deprived of the blessings of health can hardly participate in the worship of God. So, if we can fast during the month of Ramadan, we should thank God for the blessing of health. Gratitude from God's blessing is indeed the most important key to happiness. This is because when we remember God's blessing and see them in our lives, hope arises in our hearts. Moreover, gratitude from God's blessings attracts further blessings. As the Prophet ﷺ said, God's blessings are fleeting, like wild animals running away, so bend them with gratitude. To be grateful for God's blessings, we must remember them. Consequently, paying attention to the blessings that God has given us is the best way to thank God, provided it has got a condition, and that is we should know and we have always remembered that the source of these blessings is God's mercy and grace. This way of thinking about things makes people happy and prevents them from feeling depressed. So, for the very first step of giving thanks to God because of his blessings is to remembering them and try to count his blessings, his divine blessings in our life with ourselves. And we can talk about the blessings we have, about the good family we have, about good children we have, about the spiritual life we have. They are very great blessings. And if we're remembering them and try to remind our souls about these blessings, this is the first step of giving thanks to God the Almighty.
رمضان المستبين جاء بالنور المبين رمضان 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 القانتين.
Welcome back, my dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to A to Z, an Islamic lifestyle. I am Farhad, your host. So in the previous part, we talked about how important it is to remember the blessings of God, because that awakens hope in people's hearts. So by remembering God's blessings, we can awaken hope in our heart. On the other hand, a man will lose all that he has if he does not remember and appreciate God's benefits. For the devil will expose his weaknesses and faults and make him feel regret and depression in his heart. So, as I said in the previous part, by remembering God's blessing, we can protect our heart from feeling regret, from feeling depression. But if we forget them, the Satan will expose our heart through weaknesses and faults, and we will always remember our weaknesses and faults with ourselves, and that makes us feel regret and depression. In this case, man sees no benefit in doing good and begins to heal this pain with worldly pleasures, and because he despairs of God's mercy, he will not renounce any single sin, and he opens his eyes when everything is over. It is very important not allow the devil to sow the seeds of despair in our hearts by forgetting God's blessings, so that he can drag us along and deprive us from the God's mercy. So, I hope everyone to stay safe from the temptations of the Satan. Thank you for listening to us, and I hope a very good time and a pleasure time in the Ramadan month.
Forgive me for everything I've done in the past, when everything was going so fast, and now I just can't go on.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir. Our email is english@irib.ir.
Stronger if you are by my side.